Hello, fathers. My name is Mark Shepherd. I'm a father's rights campaigner based here in the UK. I just wanted to give a quick update with some of the things that I've seen online, various groups and forums with regards to father's rights. First topic is motivating fathers. I want to talk about motivating fathers. A lot of you I've seen are quite negative, which is understandable. I can understand why you would become negative, especially if you haven't seen your children for a long period of time. Myself, I haven't seen my child for over 3 years, but I tell you what motivates me. The thing that really motivates me is seeing my child and being reunited with my child. Nothing can take that away from me. Nothing. So what you need to do is channel that negative energy that you have into something positive. Now, I always say to fathers, the best way to do this is to find out, not get knowledge on what you're trying to find out. So, for instance, if it's something about the family court system, if it's something about a court order or something which you feel is unfair, then you need to do your research. Now, no matter where in the world you are, there will always be a law database to tell you what the laws are where you live. So if you can't find that database online, most libraries will have that database for you. It will help you, it will guide you. I know a lot of the fathers have issues with finances due to child support and a breakup or divorces. So I know money is limited. So what you need to do is be resourceful, okay? Be resourceful. Do your research. Things have changed dramatically. With the power of the internet, you have the opportunity to search so many different things via your phone. If you haven't got a laptop or a computer, use your mobile. If you don't have a mobile, ask a friend. If you don't have friends with the things that you need, then go to a library. Libraries are free. Go into the library, ask one of the librarians for help. They will show you how to use the computer and how to search. And that will be a great starting block for you. Now, there's another issue that I want to tackle with regards to the motivation is I've seen a lot of fathers talking about ending their lives. Let's just make this clear. By you doing that is not going to change anything. It's not going to solve anything. All you're doing is transferring your pain to the rest of your family, whether that will be the children when they grow up and they find out what you've done, to if you've got a partner, your mum, your dad, your aunts, whoever it may be. All you're doing is transferring that negative energy and that pain to someone else. It's not going to help. Okay, so my advice is, if you feel that you're at a point where you don't know what to do or where to go or who to speak to, there's plenty of charities out there that you can talk to. And worst case scenario, go and speak to your doctor. Or if you feel it's a real emergency and you need immediate help, just walk into a hospital. Say to someone within that hospital, I need some help. Please, please, please do not under any circumstances feel that you have to end your life. Nothing is worth that. Nothing. And I can honestly say you're not going to do yourself or anyone else any good if you do that. So please, 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 let's try and get out of this mindset of ending our lives. Now, another topic I want to discuss, parental alienation. Now, I know this happens to everyone. This is not just to fathers. It happens to mothers. It happens to grandparents. Okay, it happens to step-parents as well. Now, there is nothing written in law at the moment that identifies and acknowledges parental alienation. So we need to make sure that the family court system and the law acknowledges it, because it happens. And as much as they try to ignore it and say, well, you know, obviously something's happened between you two and you need to go to court. Now, my issue is, everyone you speak to, whether it be the police, social services, child maintenance, child support. You mention your scenario. The first thing they will all say is you need to go to court. Whether you're a grandparent or the father or the mother, first thing they're going to say, you need to go to court. Now, if you look at it, statistic-wise, the majority of the people that have to go to court and get court orders are fathers. Let's not mistake this for anything for what it is. 90% of fathers will have to end up going to court to see their children, their biological children. Even I've heard stories about fathers who have stepchildren. They've also been alienated from them as well. Let's not mistake the fact that the whole system relies on fathers going to court. Okay, it's geared for the fathers to spend whatever little money they have left to go to court. Let's make no bones about this. So by doing so, we are enabling and also putting finance within the family court system. And they know if they change the laws, there will be no money going into the system. Literally, there'll be no money. From divorce down to child custody cases, I know fathers that go into court on a weekly basis. They get these court orders and they get breached all the time. Nothing, there's no consequences to the ex-partner breaking these court orders, and nothing happens to them. It continues to happen. So the father spends more time, more money, more stress to try and get it enforced, and nothing happens. So if you look at it, why are we being told by professionals, so you could say whether it be police or social services or whatever, why are we being told by civil servants that any time we want to see our children, we must go to court? But even when we go to court and we get those court orders, they don't mean anything. So look at it as a whole. Let's look at it as a whole. So you go to court, you spend money taking out your first application to the court. Then you have to pay possibly for a solicitor, okay, depending on your financial circumstances. Now, I know fathers that have spent thousands, nearly hundreds of thousands of pounds trying to see their children. Think about how much money we put into law firms, the family court system. We keep all these people literally employed. Now, if you cut the fathers out of that scenario, where's the money coming from? So when people say to me, well, Mark, how am I supposed to see my child, or how is anything supposed to change? Unfortunately, the law doesn't want it to change. It really doesn't. And the reason they don't want it to change is because we prop up 90% of the finance that comes into them. So the only way we can eradicate this issue and this clear gender bias that we are facing on a daily basis when it comes to the legal system is we need parental alienation made and pushed into law. We need it in law. There is no other way we are going to be able to make an impact on anything in terms of seeing our children, even our parents seeing, you know, their grandchildren, etc. That's never going to change unless the law changes. Now, for me, I write to MPs and I write to child support, child maintenance on a regular basis. I talk to DWP and etc. And they make bold statements about how the law is never going to change. I have an issue with that. And the main issue I have is the fact that when society evolves, we're not stuck in the 1800s now. Right? So when these original laws were made, things change, things develop. Things like social media have come into play. You know, people are able to voice their opinions by doing, you know, their own little videos or podcasts, etc. So to say that the law will never change, it has to, because the world evolves. So the law has to evolve with the world and society. nothing could ever stay the same. It's humanly impossible. So when I say to the fathers that you need to be motivated to make change, you know, I understand a lot of you are going through a lot of personal issues, you know, whether it be bankruptcy, you know, obviously not seeing your children. Some of you have lost your homes. You're finding it difficult to even buy food. Some of you have second families that you're struggling with, and it's putting pressure on your second family. What you have to realize is you need to speak about it. You need to voice your concerns. If you don't tell anyone, and I'm not just saying on social media, I'm talking about the people that create these laws and the agencies that are contacting you. If you don't voice your concerns, nothing will ever change. Now, the funny thing I always hear in court, and everyone will quote this, it's almost like they have it pinned up in their walls in their offices. They'll always say, when you go to court, the judge will always do what's for the best interest of the child. Okay? I love that. I love that quote. Because they say, by allowing a parent to alienate another parent is in the best interest of the child. That is absolute nonsense. And in no circumstances should that ever happen. Now, there is some drastic exceptions. And my view on the exceptions would be if the ex-partner was abusive or violent, or on drugs or something like that, which would cause a negative impact on that child. Yes, I can understand that there'd be an issue. But to just stop someone from being able to spend time with their child and to show their child how much they love them is just completely unacceptable, and it needs to stop. So this is why I'm saying to the fathers and the supporters out there that we need to do something different. I understand you're all frustrated, but you need to start educating yourselves, because most of the time you will not have the money to have a solicitor or a barrister or a lawyer. You know, you will not have that money. So if you don't start doing your research, if you don't start learning your laws, you're never going to be able to change them. So I understand the frustration that you're putting online, and I see it a lot now, and it's too negative. You need to be more positive about what you want to achieve. And if you want to achieve change, then you need to get people to see what you're trying to achieve and get them to back you. Yeah? And we should be all backing each other. It's not about, oh, well, we're doing this and you're doing that. No, we should all be coming together, because the ultimate goal is to stop parental alienation from spreading. It's turning into a bit of an epidemic at the moment, and we have to stop it. We have to change it. And the only way we're going to do that is if we rally together, we work together, and we set goals. Goals to actually make real change. Okay? I cannot stress this enough. So, let's drop the negativity. Okay? Let's look at the positive. If you need help, ask for help. If you feel that you have a solicitor or a judge that is not, you know, being unbiased in your situation, well, look at the complaints procedure. Find out how to make a complaint against that person, and that you believe that they're not being unbiased in the situation that you're in court for, and that you want them changed. You can request it. Whether or not you get it is another thing, but you can request change. Yeah, you do not have to just put up with it. Now, we all know, and I know I've seen a lot of you say it, that you believe that the family court system is corrupt. Depending on the country that you're in, you believe that it's so corrupt that you cannot make a complaint. Well, you can. You can. If you're living in a democratic society, you have the full power to make a complaint against anyone. Okay, so let's not lie about that. You can actually make a complaint. Whether or not it goes anywhere, well, that's different. But at least you've made that complaint, yeah? What you then need to do is look at your local MPs or I don't know what the equivalent is in your country, but I'm sure you've got members of parliament and stuff that you can send letters to and speak to. Express your concerns. Explain to them what's happening and that you want some support on getting things changed. Yeah? So the main point of this podcast is just to give you a little bit of motivation, explain to you that you're not the only one that's going through it, but together we are stronger and we can make that change if we all come together and work for the same goal. The same goal for change. No matter where in the world you are, we're all in it together. Let's work together and make that change.